like to be at the podium?
First time ever. You know, it's a great feeling. You know, moving on up.
How do you during the off season? How did you process sort of where things went 2016 and why?
You know, you really just got to give it a hard look. You know, you really got to look at the details of each and every game, and you know, you got to be very critical of yourself, and you got to go back and just fix the mistakes that you did last year, you know, and not let them happen again. You know, but it all starts now, you know, with the foundation. You got to set a solid foundation, and you go out there and play ball, you know, and let the pass be the pass.
So who are the real Vikings? 2015, 2016?
You know, I don't know. We're in the process of figuring it out. Right now, I feel like, you know, we're doing a good job, you know, in practice, you know, throughout these OTAs. But, you know, like I said, it all starts with that solid foundation that we're creating right now, and we just got to go out each and every day and give it our best shot.
Defensively last year, people thought, especially early in the year, you guys were so dominant, you were scoring points. And then at the back end, I don't know, do you think you ran out of steam, ran out of momentum?
Yeah, I will say that. Being straightforward, yeah, we probably ran out of a little steam, a little momentum, and you know that happens. But you know, I think we just had a lot on our plate, you know, as a defense, and you know, we were out there on the field a lot, to be quite honest. But you know, it's a team game, and you know, we just got to find different areas to step it up. You know, special teams got to step it up. You know, the offensive side of the ball, we got to step it up a little bit more. Defense, we got to step it up. So it all works together. We're a team. A kid named Elliot from Wayzata High School, he asked me to come out and surprise his teacher. She's like a super fan of mine. And so, you know, I just took it and I ran with it. You know, I went in, I told him I'll be there between 1 and 1:15. And, you know, I just want to do something good for the kids and for the teacher and go out there and surprise them.
Did she really have them not take a final because you sat
then? I don't know what the whole setup was, if I came to have take a final or a test or anything like that. All I know is that, you know, it was fun. You know, you know, I'm gonna treat this year and just have fun, man. You know, take it day by day, step by step, and just have fun. You know, lead this team and become the player that I know I can become. You know,
you don't ever look like you're not having fun playing. Was it a grind a bit last year?
It was a grind. You know, me personally, I was going through a lot off the field, but you know, it is. You know, you move past it, you move forward, and you figure out who you are, and you know, you just deal with it. And you know, and the best thing I can do right now is take it day by day, set that solid foundation, believe in each of my teammates, and just be humble, and you know, have patience, and just let the game come to you. Yeah, it is. You know, he's our leader. You know, he's our head coach. He's our leader, and we miss him. It is different. But you know, that's why we have coaching staff that he believes in, and you know, he put Coach Dre's doing all the talking. Our D line coach, you know, best D line coach in the game. And you know, and they're leading us. You know, and he has the captains from last year leading the team. So you know, we have his back. You know, we're running to the ball. We're doing all the right things that he wants us to do.
He said a couple of weeks ago he thought this season he'd like to get you guys a little bit more back to the grind and practice, maybe crank up practice a little bit. What do you think when you hear that?
It's part of our job, man. This is a business, you know, and we got to do our job at a high level. You know, what the head man wants, he's going to get. He's going to find it. Either we do it the easy way or we do it the hard way. And I like the easier way. Just do it like he says, and then he take care of us in the back run. You know, you got to leave that up to the trainers. I have no comment on that. I don't know what's going on with him. Only thing I know is that, you know, he's rehabbing and he's doing what he has to do to get back on the field.
How about mentally? Do you think, where's
he at? You know, you got to ask him that.
Nice guys, Eddie, how you
from? Oh, it's wonderful, man. You know, Teddy believes in himself. I believe in Teddy. You know, it was an unfortunate event that went on, and, you know, he's fighting back. You know, I believe in the kid. I know he's going to come back. Firing on all cylinders, and you know, the best thing for him is have faith, believe in God, and you know, give God all the glory.
It's been fun going up against some new faces on the offensive line.
Absolutely, no, you know, I'm a true believer that iron sharpens iron, like Coach Zimmer says, and that's what we're doing out here each and every day. It's not about being physical; it's about making the guy next to you better and competing each and every down and learning how to compete, learning how to work hard. It's all you got to create good habits. Once you create them good habits, they stick. They stick for the long run.
Thank you.
Thank you.